95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, man.
It's Monday. It's beautiful.
Ugh, it's beautiful. Horrible. Horrible day. Ugly.
Beautiful
day.
Southern California.
And they've fixed all the lights in the hallways here at the station. You know how radio stations are pretty dim and everybody's hungover like I am today.
Yeah, and you don't want that much light.
No, you can't. And somebody fixed all the lights. It's like the surface of the sun.
We need to wear shades.
Definitely. Bright day outside, sunny inside. It's disgusting.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we? Give me five.
Yeah.
Criminal activity.
Personally, I'm a little shocked at that.
Five songs in a row with a theme, criminal activity.
I hope we don't. Encourage people in that sort of thing.
Of course not. We're totally against it.
Just awful.
One American dollar on the show today.
Let's
a little
play.
Different version. There's a 19-year-old and a 56-year-old that are a thing. They're a thing.
Which one's which?
Boy, 19.
Oh, man.
Grandma, 56.
Well, 56. That's not so bad for the ladies. The other way around.
But for the 19?
Yeah.
We have the KLOS $100,000 name game.
He can certainly keep it going. It's at $4,200.
Fantastic.
Still haven't figured out that film.
So that is coming up before 4 o'clock. And also, you fell asleep during something important, which I did this weekend.
I was going to say, this sounds like something that happened to you.
I went to a movie, and I fell asleep during an important plot point.
Debbie Does Dishes? Which one?
Yes. Where she actually did the dish. It's a very short scene. But I dozed. I dozed, man. Just enough to
Were
miss
you
it.
Snoring?
I don't believe so.
Oh, man.
I don't think so. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Dude, I hate to say it, but you know, last time you gave me a dollar for one American dollar that I won?
Yeah.
The check bounced.
Did it?
Yeah. It cost me like $57 to deal with it.
What a shame that is.
Huh? So I was hoping maybe you could, I don't know, rectify the situation or...
Let me think about that. No.
Bastard! I don't need
Start the week with a dollar.
Yes, please.
It's one American dollar.
Yep.
It's not 100 pennies.
No.
It's not 1,000 whatever.
No.
It's one American.
One American dollar bill.
This is a little different. Normally, I give you a top 10 list. But
right.
This is a quiz. And the question is, who said it? Elon Musk or Mr. Burns from The Simpsons?
Excellent.
Elon Musk or Mr. Burns?
Oh, my God. That's impossible. Possible because they do speak exactly the same.
One of them said every one of these sentences.
Oh,
you just have to tell me which one. So I need you to get 7 out of 10.
So much for the dollar.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oppression and harassment are a small price to pay to live in the land of the free.
Boy, that could be either one. I'm going to go with Elon on that one.
It's Mr. Burns. The politicians and unelected bureaucrats who stole our liberty should be tarred, feathered, and thrown out of town.
Elon. Woo!
Got one right. All right. I'm not the thief. The government is. Every year, you make hard-working Joes like my reporter friend here pay income taxes.
Well, that's got to be Mr. Burns.
That is Mr. Burns. Nicely done. You got two of them.
I don't think Elon has any reporter friends.
That's true.
Nobody's going to...
If there was a way that I could not eat so that I could work more, I would not eat.
I think that's Mr. Burns.
That
I think I remember that
quote. That is incorrect.
Oh, no!
That is Elon Musk.
Really, mister? Give me $8 for... I mean, I didn't pay to be on the CB radio. I didn't pay for MySpace, but he wants me to pay money.
If there was a way I could not eat so I could work more, I would not eat as Elon Musk.
When you care that much about money... So I'm 2-2 for right now.
You have 4 guesses and you got 2 right.
But so far between Elon Musk and Mr. Burns,
okay.
Simpson say it. So split
sure,
right down the middle.
Whatever your count is. I should be able to run over as many kids as I want.
That's got to be Mr. Burns.
That is Mr. Burns, yes.
I mean, he might think that, but I doubt he said it out loud.
Yeah, well, there would be no Mars if we let them take our freedom away.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Elon on that one.
Elon it is.
He's obsessed with Mars.
You got 4
so
correct. Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun.
Well, that's got to be Mr. Burns. That's just a little
that
weird.
That is Mr. Burns.
So but, I mean, I can see where you could really, I don't know.
That's my lesson for taking a vacation. Vacations will kill you.
I'm going to go with Elon on that one.
You're going to go with Elon is a good guess. Oh,
man, that was lucky.
All right.
Because Mr. Burns ain't going to take no vacations.
Family, religion, friendship. These are the three demons you must slay if you wish to succeed in business.
That's got
to
be Mr. Burns.
That is Mr. Burns. Look at you. You got 7 out of 10 already.
Mr. Burns is kind of my hero in that I've worked with so many people like that back in the day.
I'm going to give you the final two just for the fun of it because you already won.
I won.
You
I got a won dollar. The American dollar. Hell yeah. Check me out, man.
I would tell those people they will get to see their families a lot when we go bankrupt.
Wow. I mean, since Elon's saying that they're going to go bankrupt, then I guess I'll lean Elon on that one. Oh, man. That was. I can easily see Mr. Burns saying that.
Right? It makes
sense. Totally, yeah.
You want a dollar.
I want a buck.
How about that? Just because you know the difference between Mr. Burns and Elon Musk.
Just. There is no difference.
What is age when it comes to love? You know what I mean? What is age?
All right, who is she? What is she? Let me see a picture.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, that's disturbing. I mean, I was totally. I'm like, no, that's fine. The story you're about to share with me, I was like, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Until I saw the picture. You need to retweet this picture.
In Thailand, a 19-year-old teen is with a 56-year-old woman.
Yeah,
so 19.
He's 19.
56.
She's 56, which sounds pretty young generally until you put 19 up next to it. These days.
And then you look at the 56-year-old and you go, she looks 76.
She looks 70 easy. And he looks like he's 4.
He does.
You got to retweet this picture. It's disturbing.
At first glance, most people might think that Wuchikai is the guy's name, 19, is 56-year-old Janaya's nephew or son or even grandson.
Definitely son.
They are actually a couple.
Nope.
And
nope.
Allow me to continue.
Oh, my God.
And have been dating for 2 years.
Oh, since he was 17.
Uh-huh.
I got to tell you, when I was like 17, I did like older ladies. I liked that a
56?
Lot.
56?
Not that old.
Looked 86?
No, exactly.
Wow.
But by the time I got into my early 20s, I'm like, nah, need to be about the same.
She met the kid when he was just 10 years old. That also makes a difference.
She's like, I cannot wait.
It's not what it says. I mean, she says that she moved close to their family, mm-hmm. and then she needed some help around the house.
Okay.
So she asked the kid, would you help
me? That's not help around the house.
Around the house for cleaning her home and stuff like that.
Sure.
And in the process.
She's so old. Come on, 56 is not that old.
In the process of moving her potted plants, that's code, and doing chores for the woman regularly.
That's what you kids call it these days.
They struck up a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
They've now been in a relationship for 2 years. Go on dates in the town and to restaurants.
You know what would make for an incredibly cringeworthy film is that scene when she first like made it happen.
No, what? Why? No, I don't
put that on a big screen.
No, why would you put
Where's Harvey Weinstein? Make this happen.
The better part about this story mm-hmm. is that the grandmother split up with her husband
to be with him,
who she'd been with for 20 years and whom she has 3 children with that are all in their 30s.
I found an extremely younger man.
Listen, he might be a little younger than you would expect.
He was able to explain TikTok to me.
He's 19, and they've been going out for 2 years. I looked up the legal age limit in Thailand.
Okay.
It's 3. No. It's, it's 15.
15?
Yes.
Really?
So
Alabama and
So they're good,
Thailand.
Apparently.
Yeah.
A couple are going strong and have plans to get married in the future.
Oh, my God. We better get it done quick because she's going to pass on. She's going to shuffle off this mortal coil pretty quick. You really got to post this picture because maybe it sounds okay and everything to some degree.
And by the way, just for the record, she doesn't have money. That's part of the whole story. Like you would think.
I could almost
I'm 19,
see that.
Well, she's 56.
17. He's not even thinking about that yet.
Money?
Not really.
I think everyone's thinking about money.
Well, maybe.
Like
not
maybe
in Thailand.
She's a frail old woman and she's got a ton of dough and you go, yeah, I could put up with this grossness for 2 years.
Until put she on blinders until...
kicks off.
Be really, 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 really drunk.
She's incredibly poor.
Huh.
It's love.
Oh, well, that's nice. I mean, if it is, that's fine. Who cares? That's great. I wonder what her kids think about it.
Well, they're 15. They're in their
30s. Yeah. My mom
gives new meaning to the word boy.
And you know,
and friend.
Yeah, you
boyfriend.
Know, Thailand is big on Thanksgiving. What's that going to be like? Bring the family over. Bringing your boy toy, mom? No. Gah.
It's gross, and I love it.
And it's hilarious.
A lot of response from the last story about the 19-year-old dating the 56-year-old.
Yeah, you posted it on, you tweeted it.
Tweeted it. And Rules, I said 56 years old, and Rules says 56 in dog years. And I forgot to play the clip from the woman.
Oh, let's hear her.
Oh, baby, yeah. Yeah, I like it like that.
That's the sound of love.
It's when you see the picture that it really becomes disturbing, because he does not look 19, he looks 9.
Correct.
And she looks 122.
Yes, that is true.
So what?
All right, listen, I'm going to say this in my own defense, as we move into a new topic.
Uh-huh.
In my own defense,
yeah,
the AMC theaters
right
in Woodland Hills, they made a new one, and it's got those really nice recliner chairs.
Those are the best, where you can sit there and you can basically be at home. And
yes,
if you could just smoke out in the theater,
that would be would really have ruined my time, because I would have slept through the whole thing. I saw Black Panther, Wakanda Forever,
right?
And
you fell asleep.
Listen, there was a small part of it turned out to be very important.
You chose the perfect moment to doze off.
Who knew? So I was watching the movie, and then I didn't really realize I dozed off. But then I was watching a little bit later, and there started to be references to what happened.
And you're like, wait, I don't remember this happening.
Right.
Has time been edited?
Did I fall asleep?
Taken it by aliens?
Did I fall asleep? I fell asleep during Black Panther.
My dad used to, he was notorious for falling asleep in movies all the time. They went to see 2001 when it first opened.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal at the Cinerama. It's like, you know, huge. He fell asleep in a quiet part of the movie, dropped the popcorn, and rolled all the way down to the front of the theater super loud. They're laughing. Everybody's like pointing at the old man. You know, speaking of who were fell asleep.
Sure. But that's the other thing, is I can almost never fall asleep.
And it's a loud movie, right?
And it's a lot of action.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why were you so dozy?
I don't know.
You've been up helping, you're like Batman out saving lives.
Sure, you know my,
two in the morning.
You know my nighttime work. Yeah.
By the way, I can't believe you wore your cape in today.
So, the topic that we'd like to talk about this hour is you fell asleep during something important.
Oh, the worst possible moment.
Now, it could be a movie. You fell asleep during fill-in-the-blank scene.
Right.
I don't want to spoil this movie to tell you what I fell asleep during, but older movies, you can say, oh, yeah, I fell asleep when Rocky lost the fight at the end.
Right.
You know, something like that. Spoiler alert. Or at a funeral.
Sex. Wedding, sex.
Sure, wedding.
An important test at school, sex. Driving, sex.
Sure, all of the above. You fell asleep at the wrong time. 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, that's what you did at the theater.
Yeah, I did, yes.
Dorothy,
unfortunately. fell asleep during Black Panther over the weekend. And, and not because it's a boring movie, just because I fell asleep.
Were you there by yourself? I know you get a movie by yourself.
Oh, no, I was with people.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did they nudge you?
No, they didn't notice.
They were just taking pictures. That's what those pictures were.
Afterwards,
They sent me some weird pictures of you.
Afterwards, I started noticing references to something that I didn't remember.
From the movie.
Yeah, and I was like, something, I must have fallen asleep and missed
something. My brain is really skipping a beat.
So you fell asleep during what?
Back to school night.
Excellent. What was happening?
While the teacher was talking.
Who was talking?
The teacher.
Excellent. Was your kid with you, or what? Was it one of those, or no?
She wasn't with me.
Okay.
So it was like a parent-teacher conference sort of thing at the beginning of the year?
The whole class.
Okay.
And did you used to fall asleep in class yourself as a kid?
I did.
Did you get busted?
Yeah.
So it's just sort of taking you back in time. You're like, oh, I remember why I hated this.
I love that you got busted. How did you get busted? What'd they say?
No, they were looking at me.
Oh, I got you. You put up your hand like, sorry.
You were mumbling very strange things in your sleep.
Be less boring. That's what you should say.
Right on. Thank you for calling. That's a bad time to go to sleep.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I fell asleep at my new job during training next to my trainer. And I landed in her lap.
You landed in her lap. You were sitting and fell over?
Yes, sir.
And did she believe that you were asleep, or she thought you were a fresh monkey?
She kind of nudged me like, hey, buddy, this is important.
Oh, my God. Did she give you the job?
I still got a job.
What? How did you still get a job?
And you're still a surgeon today?
Steady hands, buddy. Steady hands.
Wow.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. That's awesome. Have you ever fallen asleep on the radio?
No.
I fell asleep during the riots one time. The LA 1992? Riots.
And
the,
yeah. What?
I'd just been awake forever, and it was like 10 o'clock at night or whatever, and I suddenly realized the station had been off the air.
Hilarious. I love it.
818-955-KLOS.
You fell asleep at an inopportune time.
Totally forgot about that. Just got a request for that. Thought it sounded pretty good. Rare Earth and Get Ready.
Talking about
KLOS.
Talking about falling asleep during a movie this weekend, The Black Panther. Listen, yeah, what happens?
I mean, were you snoring? Were you like...
No!
Were you talking out loud?
No, I was not. As far as I know, no one knew.
Well, right.
It's just I missed part of the movie, and I realized
an important part of the movie.
There's a giant hole in my information about this movie right now. So you fell asleep during what?
Hello, I fell asleep during the movies too. This was it was during Aliens. We went. This was down in San Diego. We went down to the brand new Mission Valley 16. I think damn near every theater was playing it.
Right.
And we did, and we get in line. We were there like at 11 o'clock in the morning. We didn't get tickets till the 10 o'clock show that night.
Wow, that's crazy.
I remember those.
Yeah. So we went to the park, down to Presidio Park, and had a couple cases of beer and a couple bottles of booze.
Sure.
I got in there, passed out, and the next thing I know, my buddy shaking me going, look at this, and the aliens popping out of her belly, and that's all I remember.
That's when you woke up, at that moment, only because your friend hit you.
Yeah, only because, he was shaking me to wake me up. And
fantastic.
Hey, let me give you a great line you might have missed. Stay away from her, you bitch. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
That's a loud movie to sleep through.
That doesn't matter.
As you found out.
Hi, you fell asleep?
Yes, Eric Clapton concert.
At a concert?
Wow.
Interesting.
At a show, how high were you?
Not very, but it was a long day at work, and they don't call him the slow hand for nothing. he decided it was going to be one of those, like, he's going to play every note really long and drawn out.
Right. Yeah, it's his fault. Yeah, no, it's his fault.
No, I totally agree.
It was. Yeah. It was
totally his fault. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
You fell asleep?
I did.
During?
During oral sex on me.
Wow, really?
During a what on you?
He was providing her with entertainment.
Really?
And he apparently didn't really know what he was doing, or what's the deal?
He totally did, but I was super tired.
Oh,
and
wow.
He kept going. It was like, it was at least 2 hours.
What?
That's a little while.
I know. But the best part was that he said that he was going to dress me up in a sailor outfit and take pictures.
Did he?
Yeah, right?
No, he didn't.
As far as you know, he didn't.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
If you're listening out there, send that in to us. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, that's awesome. Yeah, I can see.
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
That's my guess. That's,
the result.
He'd be like waking her up.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Whoa!
Woo!
Exactly. That sort of thing. 818-955-KLOS.
Fell asleep at the wrong time.
I could totally, seriously, honestly go to sleep.
I'm just saying. It was dark. It was a theater. It was soft.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you got Led Zeppelin blasting in here. It's a little harder, but I can still go to sleep.
Don't call for this right this second, but very soon, the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Super soon.
Your chance to win $4,400. First, we're talking about you fell asleep at an inopportune moment. Did you do that?
Yo, Napsters. I almost fell asleep on hold.
I can see that happening.
You were on hold, falling asleep, to call us, to tell us you fell asleep when?
Wow, that's convoluted.
Mm-hmm. You know when you're at the dental office and you have the dentist and the assistant and you're like laying in the center?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Back in the day, I was in the Navy. I was a dental assistant working with my commander, and I had just seen an Ozzy concert the night before, no sleep at all, assisting my doctor, who's a commander of the Navy. And all of a sudden, I headbutt the dude, and I woke up, and he's just staring at me. I fell forward, and my head just slammed into his as we were trying to work on the station.
Oh, my God.
And I saw my wife flash in front of me.
Sure. I was going to say, that must have gone over real well.
Mind you, enlisted E2 and Commander, we weren't real friends to begin with.
Oh, my God.
He was hot.
I'm sure he was really understood, though, man. You'd gone to an Aussie show.
Sure.
You're out partying, man. You know, it's just an operation. No big deal, right? It's totally cool.
Yeah, very understanding.
Excellent. That's good to hear.
So how'd the court martial go?
Well, I'm no longer in the Navy.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, good story. Terrible story.
Agreed.
But Ozzy, man, Ozzy owes you.
Worth it, though.
Yeah, totally.
Worth it.
Yeah.
It's right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
When did you fall asleep? What were you supposed to be doing?
I'm a plumber, and I was underneath a house doing a repair, and I fell asleep in a job that should have taken maybe an hour. I was under there for like 4 hours.
Wow, sleeping under that. I can see that. It's nice and dark and quiet and everything, right?
I can see that, too.
Yeah, I didn't get much sleep the night before, and it just kind of keep my eyes open.
Can you imagine there you're walking around on the floor, though, and you hear...
That's hilarious.
Coming up.
I do snore loud, too.
That's what he's on.
I was going to say, I'll have what he's having. You wouldn't have fallen asleep in the theater.
Give it
five songs in a row.
With a theme with Kevin and Slogo.
Do you know why I'm pulling you over today, sir?
I don't.
It's because of Criminal Activity.
That's the theme today?
Yeah, five songs about Criminal Activity. Woohoo! What do you got for us? 818-955-KLOS. Or hit us up at Kevin and Slogo. That's a fact. See, that's truth in advertising.
It is going to be five. Our theme is Criminal Activity. KLOS, hello.
Okay, this is a really bad kind of Criminal Activity, but how about I Love Little Girls by Oingo Boingo?
I'd say that's pretty bad Criminal Activity.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, Danny.
Wow. Yeah, that one doesn't age well.
No. The sarcasm has leaked out of it over the years, I think. Dude, thanks for calling. That's a great idea, but
no. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how about Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson?
Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Oof.
That's a tough one to play on this station.
Ah.
What if we play?
That's a good idea, though.
What if we play the Ataris for it? No. Sorry, we can't do it.
Switch it up. Let's do the King, Jailhouse Rock.
Oh, wow. 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 Boy, that's one. That's one end of the spectrum to the other.
Right?
No, we'll do Elvis, though. The King!
Oh, yeah, I love Elvis. Thank you.
I don't know that I've ever played that on the radio before in my life. But that's what Gimme Five is all about.
Right? KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. We're doing Gimme Five. Uh-huh. The theme is Criminal Activity.
Steve Miller, Take the Money and Run.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, it's Gimme Five. The theme is Criminal Activity.
Been caught stealing.
And then did you see that he actually had something stolen out of his car? And that's all anybody was saying. Hey, what about been caught stealing, man? It's all good.
Hey, who is this?
This is Tommy from Lake Arrowhead.
Tommy, what are you doing Wednesday night?
Just getting off work.
Why are you picking up on people on the phone?
I'm saying,
Kevin,
we have tickets for Jane's Addiction.
He doesn't want to go out with you. Oh, really?
We have tickets for Jane's Addiction and Smashing Pumpkins this Wednesday night at the Honda Center.
Yeah, do you want to go?
I know. I'd love to, but I do work.
Oh, tell your boss to drop dead. You got great tickets.
That's what I'm saying, right?
All right, we'll give them to somebody that can go if you want to be caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Great request, though. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. All right, you guys are.
Gimme Five, Criminal Activity. That was a request for Jane's Addiction. Ben caught stealing. And we have tickets for Jane's Addiction and the Smashing Pumpkins. KLOS, hello.
This is Doug.
Doug. Wednesday night. Can you go to the Smashing Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction at the Honda Center?
For sure.
Well, you're caller 13, so you get the tickets.
Boom!
Right on.
Well done, Doug.
Thank you.
And a hell of a name to boot, I might add.
Dumb name.
Hey!
But you won some tickets.
You bastard! Criminal Activity! It came pretty damn easy. It was easy for us to find, well,
that
six,
was quite simple,
actually.
Yeah.
Gimme six.
Gimme Five, Criminal Activity was six. The topic. Mom blasted for taking her son to Hooters for his fifth birthday.
Wait, it was his birthday?
His fifth birthday.
She took him to Hooters for his fifth birthday.
Parents of a five-year-old are in the eye of a social media shade storm.
Shade storm.
As it says here. After taking their five-year-old to Hooters on his big day.
On his big day.
I would like to suggest that they put it on TikTok, and I would like to suggest that maybe they went there to get views.
Not publicity.
Because
yeah,
that works.
No, exactly.
They got over 6.9 million views on this video.
Wow.
And a bunch of people are like, who the F is taking their kid? Right. Bro, he's five. What are they doing at Hooters? Mom and dad.
Only recently done with breastfeeding, so he's probably still into that whole scene.
Still fun.
Yeah.
Oh, attention, Hooters! This is my best friend, Xander. He's turning 5 years old. Can I get a round of applause?
Come on. That's a
pretty sad round of applause.
Yeah, but it's as good as Xander's going to get for another 15 years.
Is your birthday, yes, it's true. Is your birthday, yes, it's true. And we're here
problem.
Boobs, boobs, boob, boob, boobs, boobs, boob, 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 boobs.
It's tough to argue with that, Jan.
Well, good for him.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We realize that Elon Musk and Mr. Burns from The Simpsons are the same person. And Sluggo won one American dollar for knowing which was
Woo-hoo!
Which.
I was able to slice them right down the middle and figure it out and got myself a buck.
Well done.
Very happy.
There's a 19-year-old boy and a 56-year-old grandma who are engaged to be married in Thailand.
You need to see the picture. You posted it, right, at Kevin and Sluggo?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You need to see this picture, people.
And Rule said 56 in dog years. And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
It's going to be worth $4,800, so be awake and ready to play. I'm off to pet the kitty.
The wonderful kitty of Oz?
That's the one.
Okay. Peace out. See you tomorrow. We have concert tickets coming out of our asses. And I know that's not where you want to get them from, but we have two tickets to see Elton John on his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. Thursday night is opening night at Dodger Stadium.
That's going to be insane. That's going to be awesome.
Tickets for you right now. If you were caller 13 818-955 KLOS, everybody else can get tickets at eltonjohn.com.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Diana.
Diana.
Diana, how would you like to see a show on Thursday night?
Oh, my gosh. No way. I can't believe I got through. Oh, my
God. You got through and you won. Both.
I never get through. I live in Oxnard, and I thought, it's just not possible, but it is possible.
And it is possible, right. You got two tickets to see Elton John on his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. Opening night is this Thursday night at Dodger Stadium, and you got two tickets to see it.
Check you out.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Everybody else can get tickets at eltonjohn.com, but Diana, you got them for free from KLOS. Thanks for listening.
Woo!
The way to start a week is to win money.
Yeah, do that. Do
That's
it now.
That's the way to do it.
Damn straight.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13. Right now at 818-955-KLOS.
So speaking of movies, and we're looking for an 80s movie, when are we going to go to this Blockbuster pop-up bar in Hollywood?
That's a good question.
We should go down there and drink heavily,
it looks
right?
pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they have the late fees drink and the please
I don't think they have a late
rewind.
I don't think they have those two, but I'm not positive. They say they're 90s and 2000s movies inspired.
Right. Oh, so DVD stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's give away some money, and then we can all go drink together.
All right.
What do you think?
That is painful.
Yeah, that did actually hurt.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Eddie.
Eddie, you're caller 13.
Sweet!
That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. Have you been listening?
Yeah, kinda.
All right.
I've been trying to.
Well, all Eddie, right. We got the little recording here that says, bing, 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 you're a winner. We really want to play it at you, very much so.
All right. Yeah, I'm really hoping so, you know, and I'm hoping this one hasn't been said.
All right, we're looking for a popular 80s movie with a one-word name.
And let me tell you, the last couple guesses were Vacation and Cobra. And it's weird they would say Cobra because we said popular, not horrible.
Right.
So for $4,200, what do you got?
I want to go with Goonies. Damn.
No.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. Right. That's a good guess, though.
People love
that's
that.
That's a solid guess, yeah.
That's my favorite 80s movie.
Is it really? Right. We should change it then.
I don't think we can change it now.
Oh, oh.
Next hour, it'll be $4,400. So call back, Eddie.
Yeah, I'll definitely try.
Whose $4,400 is this anyway?
I think you should claim it right now.
Yeah.
800. Sorry. 818-955. KLOS, be caller 13. You can play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Then you might get that $4,400. Good luck. And prove that last lyric wrong. Give away some cash.
Only $4,400. KLOS, who is this?
Hi. Call me. Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
Hi. How you doing?
We're good.
Am I the guy? Come on, I'm the guy. Come
who
on,
is this?
I'm the guy.
You're the guy. Who is this?
This is George. This is George from Simi Valley.
George, you're the guy.
Oh, my God. You know what? I was just talking all this garbage about you guys earlier, but I take it all back.
Excellent. You shouldn't. No, you were right before.
I take it all back.
You don't have to.
Everything.
All right, listen, we're looking for a popular 80s movie with a one-word title for $4,400.
Wait, hold on. The last couple of guesses were
Goonies and Vacation.
Veterans Day, I'm a giant. Platoon.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm sorry, what?
Platoon.
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 Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I had fun.
I'm sorry. Thank you for calling. Good try.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Next hour, $4,600. One of my favorite songs from that little band.
Yeah, great song.
We have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
It's sitting at $4,600 right this second. We would love to transfer that to your account.
Caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You can play now.
Good luck. Money, money, money. Take our money. Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Melanie.
Melanie, you are caller 13. That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We are looking for a popular 80s movie with a one-word title.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses, George guessed Platoon and Eddie said Goonies, and those were wrong. So for $4,600, what movie would you like to pull off the shelf?
I'm going to go with Cujo.
Cujo!
Cujo. What a great guess. But no.
Damn it. Stephen King was very happy to hear you went with Cujo.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. It's my husband's choice.
Oh, okay. Well, he blew it.
Yeah, you're going to have a word with him now.
He blew it.
I'll get all Cujo on him.
Thank you for calling and trying. Your next chance to win this game is tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
At 8 a.m., $4,800. Pink Floyd began their first ever UK tour on this day in rock in 1967. They were playing with a whole lot of other bands at the Royal Albert Hall in London, opening for Jimi Hendrix. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic hit number one on the UK singles charts on this day in rock in 1981. Ended up at number three here in these United States. It was on this day in rock in 1990 when The Who's Pete Townsend told Newsweek that he is bisexual and wouldn't be classified as just a man.